Today on our program, we're going to be talking about what's going on in the city of Boone. City Administrator Bill Scare is here.
Good morning.
And we have joining us the new incoming building official.
We do.
Dave Aides.
Good morning,
Jim. He's back. He's ready and got all kinds of things to do. Now, the big thing is, again, the council will get it at their next meeting, but somebody to replace Dave because he's been a busy guy.
I have been, yes.
And we're going to change this announcement about contacting you for snow removal. Okay. We'll have somebody do that. We'll be doing that. Anyway, that is, again, important position because that's one that helps drive a lot of your dealing with a lot of your nuisance abatements.
Right, nuisance abatement and demolitions and removal of snow in the winter and then cutting your grass in the summer. It's a very busy. And as we talked in here before, Jim, every year that I've been in this seat, council's number one goal each year is demolitions and nuisance abatement. So that position is very important. We've made an offer and it's been accepted and we'll bring a resolution to council on the 6th.
And it's because you've worked out of the building officials department for if code enforcement and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've been over there for about 5 years now, doing the code enforcement and then cross training with Ed in the building department.
So a lot of changes have happened over there, but so going in, you feel pretty comfortable going in with all the things you get to do?
I do. Ed has been great making this transition. He's a wealth of knowledge, so he's helped me a lot trying to educate me a little bit on that side of things, and I feel pretty comfortable walking in and
Well, obviously some of the big things, you got some big projects that are already underway and potentially some more that are coming up. It's been a busy last several years, even with the things kind of slowing down a little bit here in 22.
Yes. We got the two school projects going on. There's still a lot of residential remodeling, new builds going on. So, yeah, we've just been steady. And we've got some new, big projects coming in the future. So
the new residential, and I pointed out when on the data that 38 permits, I think, on new residential. But the big chunk was the villas at Fox Point.
Sure. Yeah.
And they'll roll right into a second one there.
Yeah, that'll be coming down the road here. Be about the same, I think, as the first portion of it. So we look forward to getting that build started and moving forward up there.
I know the total dollars when I looked at I'm going, folks, you do need to realize two school buildings throw that up to $40 million. That is a big chunk.
Yeah, it was unique for this year.
Yeah. But the part I did notice was again the remodeling, the additions, things like that. You were around $7 to $8 million or somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah, it was a good year. We were very steady on inspections, both the residential and the commercial side. We stayed really busy.
Yeah, I think, what was there, about 850 inspections?
Yeah, right around 850.
That's a lot of inspections.
It is a lot.
That's a lot. And you get to do all of those.
Well, this year I've been able to do them with Ed.
So...
next year, that's going to kind of fall at my feet a little bit, so it's going to be really busy in that office.
And we know, Bill, that there is interest in a couple other areas of people doing some development, some residential development.
There is. We're working on a project now that we hope to have some news soon on. In addition, you mentioned the project up at 22nd Lynn. We're now actually in the middle of doing the development agreement with Pioneer Property Management, Brian Fritz, for that senior project up there. So I anticipate over the next month or so we'll have that development agreement signed. And it was pretty much all worked out with the resolution, when they first – so it's a pretty simple one to put together. Attorneys are working on that and hope to bring that in council either February or March, get that development agreement signed. Then they'll be ready to go to start the build on the senior project as well. And I think it'll kind of run in tandem up there. Mm-hmm. As we move forward.
And we already know one of the new permits is going to come, another bank, because you've already done started the site plan work on that too. So you get to work a lot with the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Zoning Board of Adjustment.
Yes, we do. Yep. there, you know, there's certain ones got to go through planning and zoning, especially our commercial side of things. They're great to work with. You know, if we have any adjustments in zoning, ZBA committee, they're also been very, very good to work with, and I look forward to working with them in the future.
Okay. Still got Carrie there?
Yes.
Good. She knows where everything can be found.
She does.
So yeah. That's, and one of the big things too, people, if they are thinking about it, even coming up to springtime, whether it's going to be building or doing remodeling or anything like that, if they want to find out exactly what steps do I need to take, unless they have a contractor who knows what they're doing, I'm pretty sure the contractors get a hold of you and let you know, here's what we're looking at, and then start the process.
Sure. You know, a lot of that information is on the city website, as far as applications, forms that they need to fill out, stuff. You know, a call into the office, either myself or Carrie can fill them in on what their next step is.
We do. Try to make it as convenient as possible and still have everybody going along playing the same game, same rules. Well,
yes.
That's one thing that's going on, and you did a budget. You presented a balanced budget to the council, and outside of a little adjustment here and there, they did end up accepting. Or, I mean, you went ahead with it, adopted it. Rate will be unchanged. We'll have the levy. Will be a little maximum levy adjustment there. So you got the public hearing coming up on that.
We do. So. We met January 16th. Yeah,
17th.
Excuse me. January 17th for our budget meeting, and department heads made their pitch to the elected officials on their budgets. So we covered all the budgets, whether it's general fund, road use tax, as well as the enterprise funds, which include, as you know, the water and sewer. Big budget year. We have, I think I went over it at that. If you remember the projects that we have going, we have almost $16 million, a little over $16 million in project. Now, mind you, those are ones that some will be started this fiscal year, but they're going to roll over into fiscal year 24 because of our problems we're having with the supply chain and getting material and parts and equipment and things like that.
The first one that is taking forever is the disinfection project down at the wastewater plant, and that's one of those that. Yeah, that started did that start a previous fiscal year?
It did.
And it's gone through this whole, or so far it looks like it'll make it through this whole fiscal year. It could run into 24.
Right. I'm certainly hoping that doesn't happen.
I would really hope so.
We need to get that project done, and I'm hoping that we'll wrap it up this fiscal year. But that's a possibility. And as well, we have several projects at the wastewater that need to be done as a result of that study that we had completed. And we are working on that. We'll probably start those projects in the spring as far as the bonding and getting the money for those projects in the start. But several projects there. There's a few projects at the water treatment facility as well. Yeah, the fire department extension. We'll obviously be spending some time on the construction of the new school road. Obviously, that's the school's project, but the city's involved in that heavily. And then next month, DOT will be letting our project at South Marion and West Park. So that hopefully starts late spring. Hopefully, the bids are good there. We still don't we'll know after they let the project where we're at on that. And that'll probably go into the fall, probably by the time it gets done. But that'll be a good, as we've talked about before, that's a good project for that area. That I think that will really open it up, and we're working on a development project there as well on some city-owned land. Yeah. So we'll continue to work on those grants.
Yeah. First of all, like Park Avenue, Marion, that's you already have dollars set aside for that.
Yes.
Folks, those dollars are there. We're not going to go out and bond for that and stuff.
Right.
The ones really where you'll be pursuing potentially some bonding or outside financing will be improvements for the water environment station and the waterworks.
Correct.
And basically, we're talking age-related improvements that need to be made.
You know, exactly. And I'll just point out that when we started and I was talking to the utility committee and full council about doing that study at the wastewater, the purpose of that initially was to see about expansion for the future so that we could handle the, we call them BODs, the discharge that comes there from businesses that, that require that, so that we can serve them mm-hmm. and look at future expansion so that we can do that in the future to allow, you know, if the city's going to continue to grow. But what we found was we had a lot of, like you said, age-related projects that need to be done first before we even consider that. So that's why we're getting on those and working on those projects. And there's several out there that we're going to do. And actually, we'll start one this fiscal year at the wastewater on the, they're called RAS pumps, mm-hmm. and that those need to be replaced. So you're right, a lot of age-related projects that we're going to have to do first at wastewater before we even look at, gee, what do we need to do in the future so that we can handle those and serve our customers?
So another one, I know people are going to, they'll ask, because we've got a couple of sizable projects the airport is looking at. And one of the trick things to remember about that, it's not just like the Boone Municipal Airport. You're talking about use by the guard, too. And that's a big factor out there.
It is a big factor, and the guard is a very important partner with the city. With us here, I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. the guard facilities out there are very important to the city. And one project out there that we've been working on, and hopefully we'll get started, is the runway rehabilitation. There's parts of that runway out there that need to be replaced, and in order for us to continue landing planes and serve the guard mm-hmm. as well, that needs to be done. That is a 1.7, somewhere around yeah. there, million-dollar project. Now, a lot of that money's coming from the federal government, mm-hmm. which we appreciate, but we have a match on that as well of at least 10% that we got to do. So that's just one project out there to, you know, maintain the airport. Mm-hmm. And the airport is a very good asset for the city. They have lots of things that are going on out there, and it's just good for the city. So we need to maintain the airport and make sure that runway's in good shape, that we can land those planes when they're coming in.
I did see the DOT data, that the economic impact that airports around the state have. And I didn't realize it until you look at the people involved with the guard that's out there, how many for Boone, actually, we've got a lot of traffic, a lot of people in and out of there because of the National Guard, and roughly about a $12 million a year impact.
Yes, yes.
So,
so that's very important, obviously, for the economic vitality of the city. It helps, and so one other project I'll just mention at the airport is the fuel farm. Out there, the tanks that need to be replaced. We're having some issues with those, and those have been in the ground for years. 40 years maybe. I'm not sure if that's correct. Somewhere around there.
Much longer than mostly, well, any underground fuel tank.
Right.
It's checked and replaced every few decades.
Exactly. So that's another where there's grant money available to help with that. Around 800,000, between 800,000 and 900,000. The city will have a match on that as well. And that project needs to be done as well. So we'll look at, I think the airport will look at some opportunities with the guard on that project. Is there a sharing opportunity there? You know, they're looking at that. So that, and that's just one area of the city that, you know, we have those repairs that need to be done. But it's a good thing.
Yeah.
That airport is, like I said, an asset to the city. And so we need to, you know, maintain everything out there.
And some of the projects, and folks, every year there are projects that are listed. It just so happened this year with some of the bigger ones with the water and wastewater, the numbers went up a little higher than you normally would see.
It did. I wasn't in the seat at the time, but when they did the Honey Creek, I think that was $17 million around there. But that was done over 2 or 3 years, I think. This is the highest as far as dollar amount and the number of projects in one fiscal year that I know. Since I've been in the seat, it's been, so we have a busy year coming up. We'll finish this fiscal year over the next 6 months, and then we'll start 24 running.
Yep.
And to get these projects done.
I think the big thing I noticed out of the when the budgets were being reviewed and stuff like that is we've already pretty much met or exceeded for fuel and oil in many departments already.
We have, and one thing I looked at when the department heads were presenting their budgets, for increases at least. There were a couple areas that I was looking at that there would need to be increases. So you mentioned fuel and oil, that's one of them. Utilities is another one that we had to increase in a good portion of the budget, as well at the plants, particularly the water treatment plant. We had to increase the chemicals budget because, one, they're rising with inflation, with things been going. Plus, they started adding a surcharge for fuel because they deliver, yeah, obviously. So, we increased that budget significantly for fiscal year 24, and we hope that's enough. And we hope that at some point coming here in the future, it hopefully stabilizes, we're hoping, and where those costs will start going back down. That'd be the goal, but... Yeah. Don't know for sure.
One of the parts of the projects that I see, of course, are the ongoing ones for downtown incentive. You've got several of those that are going right now. And part of it is you just have reimbursement money that's available for a lot of those.
Right. For fiscal year 24, we budgeted $50,000 more for the BETA fund. We've got three, maybe four projects pending that funding's been approved. I think we're just waiting for the weather to get better, mm-hmm, so they can start the work. We encourage any business owner downtown, listen, if you want to make some improvements, on the facade and the outside exterior of your building, please come see us. There's money available to help with that.
Ask before you start.
Yes, that's the key. And all the information is on the website under programs. You can go there and look. And so that program pays up to 40% of the project, up to a maximum, mm-hmm, of $30,000. And the Economic Development Committee has approved several projects, or I guess a few up to, yeah, that $30,000. But so we have money left, and if we got so many applications that we were running out of money, I think the ED committee would choose to go back to full council and ask for more money to support the program. So we budget generally $50,000 a year, and we hope we spend all of it. Because, yeah, it only improves the downtown, makes the downtown look better. So we encourage, any business owner to take advantage of it.
I know that one of the things, and I think I can recall, maybe just before you came on, possibly they actually did have to go back to the council and ask, because we had like three or four pretty big ones that were done. This this is good, but you're also tying in through Ames Economic Development to some of these grants from the state. Again, reimbursement, you guys get to, right, get to keep track of everything and approve it for reimbursement, but again, these are big projects. I just keep looking at the one right here to the south.
Right, and there's another CAT grant, I think, going to go in here shortly for another business downtown. I won't mention it until we know for sure, but we hope that's successful, and I think that will be tied as well to a BDEF grant for the exterior. Then there's a third, I think, that a special grant for a special business that I think they're working on that we may do. But you're right, you mentioned it's great to bring all this money in, this grant, because it helps the taxpayers and helps to pay for a project. But it also, that's a lot of work. It's not only the application process, with AMZD helps us, mm-hmm, out obviously a lot on that. But the city has to administer the grant. So that means keep track of it. For the CAT grant, for example, just next to your station here, that we've talked about, $100,000, we're the pass-through for that. So we're the ones that handle all that paperwork and everything. And if you look at the budget meeting with the elected officials, we brought up and gave them copies of the project sheet on how many there are. I discussed with them a little bit about, I think we may need to make some adjustments in our admin as far as some extra help. I don't think we're staffed where we need to be in that area. And so I'm looking at that right now to see what we can do, make any adjustments or changes to provide some relief, one for the finance officer, mm-hmm, because she's the finance officer and the clerk, and then plus with all the grants and everything. So we're looking at making some changes. We'll obviously discuss that further with the elected officials, and ultimately they will make the decision on if we add staff or if we make some adjustments, but we are looking at it.
This is one of the challenges, yeah, having, most communities our size would have at least two people handling, again, some of the finance issues. You'd have a finance officer and probably a deputy finance officer.
Right, and we use it as an example of a city that's about two-thirds our size, where they have, the finance officer and an assistant finance officer. two separate people, a clerk, which is separate from the finance officer, an assistant there, and then plus a human resource, HR person, which we do not have as well. We kind of collectively take care of those things. So I think there are some adjustments that may meet, you know, need to be made, and we'll continue to look at it, and I'll evaluate which direction we think we need to go. We'll present our findings, I think, at some point to the council, and then try to solve the problem.
One of the new positions that's been proposed, at least at this point, would be a rec director.
Yes.
Trying to, again, go back to something we had several years ago, 16 years ago, I think we had the rec director, rec program that was going.
Right.
And then with the Y returning and the hospital turned over the facility back to the Y, and they wanted to handle those programs.
Right, and that was as we entered the budget season and started to form our budget and put it together, staff was aware that was a priority for the elected officials, is to try to fund that rec director position. And we were able to do that. I will tell you that we're using our backfill money from the state that we get every year for a certain more number of years. It's going to end at some point. But we use that money as well so that we could put the budget together and have enough money to hire that position as we move forward. Mm-hmm. Council makes that decision to do it. It's a new position, so that's council approval. Mm-hmm. Any replacements, I have the approval to do it, but a new position that rests with the elected officials. So we'll move forward with that, and in the end, see if that's what we do. But we do have money in the budget for fiscal year 24 to hire that position.
And possibly. And again, I know some people right away think of just a facility, but you're looking at the program itself would be something a little more expansive than what we've had in the past. You know, not taking over Little League, not doing anything
but helping
to facilitate with them when people show up.
But right.
Soccer, I know they're interested in having somebody help.
Right, and I think there's parents out there that want those programs, you know, for their kids, whether it's soccer, flag football, things like that. And I think we have a lot of parents that go outside the city of Boone for those programs. It would be nice for us to be able to offer those. And I think there's way, you know, to help with expenses, the fees for those programs certainly are worth looking at. And so that person, yeah, you're right. So it's not only just a structure, if that ends up what it's being, a wellness center in the future, but it's also the recreation program with all those programs and everything else. So it's just not that building. That's a good point that mm-hmm. that you made, Jim.
So still going ahead. So we have really no change in the rate that you're looking at this year. Keeping that pretty much the same. That should give you enough with new taxation and things like that, enough to be able to continue to maintain.
Yeah, excuse me. We're comfortable moving forward with what we presented to council with not raising the levy. As you know, for fiscal year 23, we lowered the levy 50 cents. It'd have been nice to be able to lower it again, but it just wasn't possible.
Still a great deal concerned about what the legislature is going to do?
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah. You're not the only city.
Yeah, no. I mean, the talk down there about the property tax, what they're looking at, what they're going to do, and as well as the local option sales tax. This time of year, we're always concerned about what they're going to do down there. And so we're kind of watching it. And the League of Cities is very helpful in that, and they keep an eye on it and keep us, you know, informed of what's going on. But yes, simple question or answer is yes.
If they were to make an adjustment on the local option sales tax that they had indicated previously, that would have a big impact on the tax ask.
From what we're hearing, yes, it would. It would affect it. And, you know, the LOST, the local option sales tax for our community, is very important. And this was something I believe we talked before, passed in 1990. Mm-hmm. This was passed by local citizens, not at the state. Our local citizens passed this. And to give you an idea, we generally have about $1 million that we budget every year for local option sales tax projects. So as discussed at the budget meeting with the elected officials, fiscal year 22 ended with about a $600,000 balance. We had a good year.
Mm-hmm.
So there are so many projects that need to be done. So when we presented our budget, we presented to the elected officials that, hey, because of the amount of projects we have at the library, at the fire station. I think there's some structural projects at the PD that need to be taken care of. You know, our reserves are fine. We're within policy. So we thought, well, let's get these projects done. So we, if you look at that local option sales tax budget, there are a lot of projects in there. And so we presented to the elected officials that let's use this available money. Let's wipe out these projects and get them done that are very important. The library is a huge, you know, that needs to be done with the digital control that controls the heat and the air in that building. That needs to be done. But unfortunately, I mean, prices are just high. We're finding that with a lot of our projects, and so we have to accommodate for that. And the fire department extension is another one. So we brought forward what we thought was reasonable to the elected officials to consider. But you know, we're at just over $1.5 million in projects just in the local option sales tax budget. So that that revenue that comes in for that is hugely important to the city.
Oh, keep working. Got a ways to go.
We do.
In the meantime, Dave gets ready to go out. Now, how do you work with others like Wayland and Water and Sewer and stuff if you're working on a project site or something like that, or someone comes in with a site plan? You have to work with them. I mean, you got to work with other departments.
Sure. You know, many times that's one of the first steps when we get in a site plan is you know, to sit down with the people that submitted it, Public Works, Fire Department, and just go through a code review and make sure everything's taken care of on those sides of things, too.
Oh, gotta go through everything, keep track of it.
Yep.
And they can do it online, right? They can do a lot of things for you with you online.
Sure. I mean, a lot of our permits, application forms, like I said, are online. You can just go to the Boone website, go down to the license forms tab, search for those and fill them out online.
Just keep up on on the permits and the inspections when they come in. Just that's a biggie. I know. Just keep it up with them, especially if you get that many. That's a lot.
It was a busy year last year. So
okay.
Yep. Yeah, I'd like to mention just give a pitch for our new system eNotify at the city. It's on the website. You can go to the website. On the main page to the right has sign up for eNotify. Go in there, and it's really simple. It takes about 30 seconds. Click on all the agendas or articles or anything that we put out. That's really what we're using to notify our citizens now. So when we send out the normal agendas, it's on there. Mm-hmm. If you get it on that email and agenda that signed up for eNotify, within a couple months, we're going to stop sending out the way we did it the old way and do it just through eNotify. So okay. I encourage everybody to go to that website and sign up for that.
I actually had a few people say, do I have to be from Boone to do that? And I said, no.
Nope.
It's public information. You can
exactly right.
Get in there. And I've gotten a few, I think just about all of them have come along with any of the releases and things like that. So I signed up. I said, you can actually do it very fast. First, you decide if you want to sign up for NCSL to get any snow ordinance stuff.
Yes.
Or street closures or anything like that. And then you go over there and next eNotify and just click, click, click what you want and
yep,
save it. Give them my email address. Took longer to write that than it did to click the boxes. And
yep. eNotify is the future of receiving information from the city. So if there's projects we're working on, we'll periodically put things out that. Or if there's an issue going on, we'll put out, you know, you're going to find the truth coming from eNotify of if you have questions about certain things.
So
you can always email and ask questions too, and we'll email you back and give you the answer to those questions.
Sure. One of the things I know we had done, little press releases or little newsletters were in the utility bill. Will we move that over there as well? Will that be?
I think it's going to be both. Council indicated to me that they wanted to keep the newsletter. We have one coming out in February that we just put together. As far as the newsletter coming through eNotify, I'm still working with ConceptWorks on that to get that going. But they've been busy. If you already signed up, you'll notice that there's articles coming out about different things related to the city. And I expect that more things are coming in the future. I know there's an article we're posting that's going to come out today. Mm-hmm. So we'll continue to do that, push out the information for the citizens so they're well aware and push out yeah. again the positive information that's going on in the city so that everyone's aware.
Only other thing is nominating papers are being collected now for
they
a
are.
Vacancy. Special election on the 21st, and they
right.
tied it in with the one for the sheriff.
Yep,
as well,
I saw that they did that. So it'll be the open seat that the city has and the sheriff's office.
All right. I do appreciate you taking the time to come in and visit with us today.
Thank you
so much. Have a, watch for the colder weather coming up. Next council meeting is on the 6th.
February 6th.